in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Tuesday of next week is Human Rights Day, the public holiday. It's been something which has been celebrated around the country. And in Phoenix, what we're trying to do is to bring together children, as many children as we could get, to our venue. We want to celebrate human rights with our children and get them educated about what this holiday is about. We've got a huge program going. We're starting at around 10 o'clock to go on to about 1 o'clock. And children are coming to the function from many of the primary schools. So we've got a program which includes arts and crafts, issues about speeches, issues about drawing pictures of what they believe are human rights. Somebody is going to speak to explain at the beginning. These are young children who we need to educate, and so therefore we're trying to do a program. It's the first time we're doing this. We understand there are issues around Monday and so on and so on, but we believe strongly that, you know, children will come to this function. If we get about 200 or so of children who are coming.
You did mention that schools will be participating, and for those schools that are interested, how can they get involved, and how can other children also participate and become involved in this event?
Well, I mean, what we've done is that we produce a circular which we are sending out to neighboring schools. I mean, some of the schools are situated just across where the child welfare society is situated. So we are promoting this, getting schools to contact us. They can come across the Phoenix Child Welfare offices. All the schools around Whetstone in Phoenix knows where we are located. We are liaising with teachers. Teachers are bringing groups of pupils from the areas. It's a public holiday, but we are making arrangements for transport and so on for children to come across.
So how would you describe the plight the youth face in South Africa as we commemorate Human Rights Day year in, year out?
What we have a motto at Child Welfare is that we need to educate young people. We need to educate the youth, because I think people have forgotten what was it that led to the Sharpeville shootings many years ago, in which case we are celebrating Human Rights Day. If you ask people today why we're celebrating, young people don't know. So I think we are starting a process, and we hope everywhere else, everybody else will be doing something on this day. Young people need to understand the history, where we came from. We need to educate them. We need to look at how best we can hold their hands and walk them along so that they become responsible adults in the future.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.